How do we build our dreams when we don't know what we want? Learn how Flaunt solves this problem in 5 bold and glittery steps with radio host Laura Cheadle. Using a combination of best girlfriend discussions and therapy-based exercises, listeners are taught how to build their dreams and live their sparkle. Flaunt. Find your fetish, laugh out loud, accept unconditionally, navigate the negative, and trust in your truth.
Hello, and welcome to Flaunt, Build Your Dreams, Live Your Sparkle. I'm Laura Cheadle, and today we are going to continue talking about fitness and nutrition. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show talking about the importance of finding something that you love and doing what you love when it comes to fitness. Because, let's face it, we do what we enjoy doing, and unless our fitness routine is the best part of our day, we're going to come up with 10,000 reasons why we shouldn't get involved in that fitness routine. So that's why it's important that we find something that we love and make our fitness fun so we continue to do it. And then it doesn't really matter what fitness routine it is you're doing. What matters is that you're doing something and that you're active and you're moving and your body is connected and you are connected to the whole physical nature of your body. And when you're connected with your own physicality and you're happy and you feel comfortable, then it's so much easier to get involved spiritually. It's so much easier to get involved mentally and emotionally and clear stuff out because you're not focusing on, oh, my back hurts or, oh, my knees hurt. I mean, yes, our physical state is a temporary state. No, it doesn't really matter what we look like, blah, blah, blah. But it does matter what we feel like, and we want to feel comfortable, and we want to feel happy, and we also need to allow our emotions and our feelings to move through our body, and we have to have a certain level of fitness in order for that to happen. So that was the focus of my show a couple of weeks ago, and today I want to follow up on that by doing a little bit more. Instead of talking about fitness in particular or nutrition in particular, I kind of want to get down to a little bit of the nitty-gritty. I want to get down to weight loss because everybody talks about losing weight. I can talk all day long about how weight doesn't matter and how all bodies are beautiful and all of that stuff. And I believe that. But at the same time, we do live in a society where we are rewarded for being thinner. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's the society we live in, and a lot of people are seeking to get in shape and to lose weight. And I feel that it's really important to address that head on. First of all, there's nothing right or wrong about losing weight. If you want to lose weight, lose weight. If you don't want to lose weight, don't lose weight. Here's where I kind of get hung up sometimes on the whole body shaming and fat shaming thing. I am a big proponent, as you know if you listened to my show a couple of weeks ago, about feeling good and feeling healthy. I want everybody's knees and hips to feel good. I want everybody to be able to get down, up and down on the floor, sit up and down in chairs, get in and out of cars comfortably. There is a point when somebody has too much fat on their body that it makes it uncomfortable to move. It has nothing to do with that person's heart or soul or how, quote unquote, good they look, but it does have to do with their level of comfort. And yes, I accept all bodies. Yes, I accept that it may be your choice to do or not to do something, but my focus is on comfort. If you are too heavy to be comfortable in your body, then you might want to lose weight. And you know what? On the other side, if you are so thin that you don't have enough energy to do what you want to do, you may want to gain weight. Not because you look too thin or because you look too heavy, but because you want to be able to feel a certain way. So those are kind of my parameters of what it means to me and why I work with people on losing weight. Quite frankly, I have never had a client come in and ask me about gaining weight, but I have had a million clients come in and ask me about losing weight. On the flip side, in my past, I danced ballet, and I do know what it's like to become so thin that you lose some of your energy. I was never overly thin, but there is that point, and that for me was an uncomfortable feeling. I also want to clarify, I was never pushed to lose weight. I had a smaller build when I was a teenager and I was doing ballet, but that's just something that I noticed, and I just feel that it's important to point that out, that body shaming goes both ways. Don't shame the people who are naturally smaller. Don't shame the people who are naturally larger. If you feel the need to get involved in what somebody's body looks like, which doesn't really make a whole heck of a lot of sense, but if you do feel the need to get involved in commenting on what somebody else's body looks like, then the relevant question is, how do you feel? And if that person feels vibrant and strong and healthy and wonderful, that's all you need to know. And if that person feels weak or uncomfortable or in pain or sad or lethargic, then the conversation can be explored. Hey, maybe we can look into better nutrition, more exercise, which might encompass weight loss. It might encompass stretching. It might include strengthening. It doesn't matter. But the relevant question is, how do you feel? Okay, moving in kind of to the nuts and bolts of weight loss. Weight is kind of an elusive concept if you really think about it. Our bodies are mostly water. I don't care if you're retaining water or if you're not retaining water, or how much you drink, our tissues hold water. Our tissues hold a lot of water. So when people get on the scale, even once a week, but sometimes people get on the scale every day or several times a day, and then they weigh themselves, and then they feel a certain way because they're lighter or because they're heavier, it really doesn't have anything to do with fat loss. It has to do with water loss. So I want you to, first of all, think about that. You truly are mostly water. And when I mean mostly water, I truly mean mostly water. Our bodies are roughly 70% water. No, that does not mean you have drunk too much water. It means our cells, our tissues, our brains, our organs. We are water. So think about that. Me, right now, I weigh 135 pounds. That means about 94 of my pounds are water, not fat. I'm not saying that I do or don't have fat. I'm just saying 94 of those pounds are water. So when I wake up in the morning, I weigh less, because I have dehydrated all night through my breathing and through sweating. I actually heard once that we sweat about a half a cup to a full cup of fluid at night, and that's why it's actually a good thing if you don't make your bed, because all of those fluids kind of get stuck in the sheets, and that for health reasons, it's better to flip the sheets open and to air the bed out overnight. I have no idea where I heard that, but I thought that was interesting, and for me, it was a fantastic excuse not to make my bed in the morning. Anyway, so take your body weight, multiply it by 0.70, which is 70%, and figure out how many of your pounds are water pounds. That means sometimes when you think you've lost weight, you haven't. You've just dehydrated a bit. That means sometimes when you think you have gained weight, you haven't.
you're just in a more hydrated state. And again, this manifests itself not only in actual pounds, but also in size. Sometimes your pants are a little bit tight because you're a little bit more hydrated. It's not that you're retaining water necessarily, you're just more hydrated. And sometimes your clothing might be a little bit looser simply because you are more or less hydrated. So, rule number one, don't get hung up on what you weigh or even how loose or tight your clothing are, because that doesn't really matter. That's your water weight. Release from your head that you're really gaining and losing pounds every day, because you are not gaining and losing pounds every day. The real way to track weight is average weight over time. If you weigh yourself once a week for a month and take an average of those, that's probably your average weight. If you are attempting to lose weight, hopefully those numbers are going down a little bit, and then hopefully over time your average will also start going down a bit. But again, it's your average. Please do not get hung up on 1 pound and 2 pounds and 3 pounds and it went up and then it went back down. It doesn't matter. It is truly the average over time. The second thing that I wanted to bring up on physical weight is the amount of waste products that we carry in our intestines. Yes, it's really gross. Yes, I am about to talk about poop, basically. But we can carry up to 25 pounds of waste products in our intestines. For most people, 25 pounds, it's not going to be that much. Most people, depending on their size, it's going to be less than that, 5 pounds maybe, 8 pounds. But regardless, it's more stuff that is in our body. So if you think about my 135 pounds minus my 94 pounds of water minus maybe 4 or 5 pounds of waste in my intestines minus all this other stuff, the actual fat weight on a body isn't that heavy. And that's why it can get frustrating when people are trying to lose weight, because they focus on the weight, and the weight doesn't really matter. You're trying to lose fat. When you're losing fat weight on your body, it's not going to show up on the scale instantaneously the way that our brains think that it should. So like I said, release the numbers on the scale. Yes, it's nice to be able to keep track of something, and numbers are nice. But seriously, pinch the fat on your stomach, pinch the fat on your arm, find the fat on your body and start noticing it. Get in touch with your fat. Figure out where you're carrying it, how much you're carrying, and what you want to get rid of and why. When I get too much fat on my abdomen, it makes it uncomfortable for me to get into certain yoga poses. I am intimately aware of how much fat I'm carrying on my stomach at all times, simply because I teach fitness every day. I understand most people aren't that involved with their own bodies, and I'm just encouraging all of the listeners out there to start getting in touch with their bodies. Find your fat. Don't think it's icky. Find it. It's a part of your body. It's there. Pinch it, squish it, play with it, do whatever you want. Start learning about it. It's that whole concept of what you resist persists. Don't resist your fat. Figure it out. Pinch it. Some people carry in different places. Some people carry it on their legs. Some people carry it on their arms. Some people carry it, you know, on the muffin top. Some people carry it around their middle. Start figuring out your own fat distribution and start figuring out what makes sense for you. Do you want to lose more for aesthetic reasons? Do you want to lose more for feeling a certain way or looking a certain way? There is no shame in wanting to look a certain way. There is nothing wrong with that. What is wrong is denying yourself the ability to do certain things or to feel a certain way until you lose a certain amount of weight. That's the problem. But wanting to look better and feel better is not a problem at all. Second thing I want to move into with weight loss is the science of losing weight. 1 pound is made up of 3,500 calories. It doesn't really matter if those are healthy calories, like 3,500 calories of salmon and avocado, or if those are unhealthy calories, like 3,500 calories of cake and white bread and muffins. A calorie on the weight loss side is a calorie. Yes, on the nutrition side, calories are worth more and calories are worth less. I'm sure you've heard the term empty calorie. Having cake and white bread and things like that, those are empty calories because they provide no nutritional value, whereas eating salmon and avocados, even though those foods have a lot of calories, they also have a lot of vitamins, minerals, you know, the essential fatty acids, things like that. So if you were going to choose a high-calorie food, it makes more sense to choose a high-calorie food that gives you nutritional value as well. However, if you're looking at it solely in terms of losing weight, it doesn't matter what you eat. A calorie is a calorie for those purposes. Now, there's way more to be said from that. Some foods do cause our bodies to burn at a little higher rate. Some foods do cause our bodies to crave more things. Some foods do cause our bodies to have the metabolism shut down. So big caveats on that, but I just kind of wanted the point that a pound, an extra pound on your body, it doesn't matter what it's made up of, it's still 3,500 calories. Okay. How to burn those calories. People say that it's really easy. Calories in and energy out, and if you balance those, you stay the same weight, and if you eat more, you gain, and if you exercise more and you eat less, you lose. Is that true? Yeah, it is true. There's a lot of other factors around that, but basically that is true. Again, we'll explore some of the variations on that a little bit later in the show today, but if you are trying to lose weight, your goal is to look at the math. If a pound is 3,500 calories and you want to lose 1 pound in 1 week, you need to pull out the calculator. You need to divide that 3,500 calories divided by your 7 days and figure out how much less you need to eat over time. You need to figure out how much more you need to exercise, how many more calories you need to expend, and then mathematically you can figure out, honest to goodness, how much weight you should lose. Now, this is where it's a little bit depressing sometimes. If you want to lose 5 pounds in a week and you do the math, it'll blow your mind. You can't lose 5 pounds in a week. It's not healthy, it's not realistic, and it doesn't make sense. Since we live in this quick fix society, that's enough to throw a lot of us off track just right then and there, and we think, well, forget that whole thing, this isn't fun. The point with weight loss is that it's consistent work over time. Even if we cut as few as 50 calories a day, over time we are going to lose weight. Consistently, we are going to lose weight. The biggest thing, I think, is to let people understand it's a long-term thing. What I tell people is really a pound a week is good. If it goes up to 2 pounds, fantastic, but I bet you a lot of that is water weight or poop weight. It's really hard to lose more than a pound a week because it requires too drastic of a change in your diet or too drastic of a change in your exercise. And the goal of losing weight is to maintain it consistently for a long time and not just to look good, fit into the party dress, and then go back to eating and gaining the weight. That's just a total waste of time, and it's hard on your body, and it's hard on your mind. And you know what? Quite honestly, it's also hard on other people because people get tired of hearing about other people's diets and other people's weight loss and other people's exercising because it's hard. We all do it. We all struggle with it. We would all like to hang out and eat all the time. And we just don't really need to hear it from other people. And also when we're sharing it, oversharing it with other people, it's one thing to have a friend that you're supporting, but when you're oversharing it with other people, guess what your focus goes to? Your focus goes to all of this stuff that you're doing, and it can actually cause resentment. If you're telling everybody about these wonderful, you know, juicy things that you're eating all day and that you're foregoing all this wonderful food, your mind starts thinking about, I am foregoing wonderful food. And then pretty soon your mind wants all of this wonderful food. And then the more you're bragging and telling people, I'm sacrificing, I'm doing this, the more resentment builds up on a subconscious level. And pretty soon you think, I want to eat all of this fantastic food. I don't want to sacrifice anymore. And you sabotage yourself. So that's the other thing that I try to talk to people about is don't obsess about it. The goal is not to have you think every single day about what you're eating and what you're not eating and how hard you're exercising and where to fit it in. Your goal is to not think about food. Your goal is to get back to the place of having food as fuel. And of course you can enjoy it too, but your goal is not to obsess about all of these huge steps you're taking in order to diet and lose weight, because that's putting the focus in exactly the wrong place, and we don't want to do that. Anyway, about a pound a week. Think about that. That means about 4 pounds a month. That is not sexy. 4 pounds a month is not sexy, but you know what? It is what it is. Work that over for the year. That's like 48 pounds a year. Now that starts to sound good. Now that starts to sound pretty exciting. That is a realistic goal. I don't care if you have 5 pounds to lose or 205 pounds to lose. Go slow. A pound a week. About 4 pounds a month. 4 pounds a month times 12 months. Is about 48 pounds. If you want to push it to 50 or drop it down to 40, that's fine too, but that is what is realistic in weight loss. And also, going back to my first point, that is also what's realistic in really figuring out what you weigh. Because as you change your eating habits, as you change your exercise habits, as your body becomes a more efficient machine, it's going to hold on to water and release water differently. Your digestion is going to become more efficient. You will probably experience less constipation in the long run because you've added fruit and fiber and vegetables and water to your diet. However, in the short run, if you're eating fiber-rich foods for the first time in 20 years, you might have some increased gastrointestinal discomfort as your body transitions. So as you're having that increased discomfort, you might end up gaining weight because of water and the materials that are left over in the intestines. Then you'll get frustrated and say, I went on this healthy diet and I gained weight. No, you didn't. You just didn't give it long enough to settle down. So give yourself at least 3 months before you can even assess. 3 months, check your average weight, weigh once a week, average those out. That's your average weight for May. Weigh yourself once a week. Do your average weight. That's your average weight for June. Weigh yourself every week. Do your average weight of those. That's your average weight for July. So from May to July, are you going up? Are you going down? Or are you staying about the same? That's the way to determine how much weight you have truly lost, as in fat weight, but also as in how much water your body is naturally carrying and not caring. Again, that's not very exciting.
We all want that magazine that says, lose 10 pounds by Friday. We all want to jump on Facebook and say, yeah, I lost 9 pounds last week. I'm going to look great in my Christmas dress. But that is not losing weight. Okay? So I really want to make sure everybody's head is around that. To figure out if you're losing weight, you truly need 3 months to determine that. Weigh yourself once a week. Same time of day, in the same amount of clothes, you know, whether it's in your pajamas or your workout gear or nothing at all, weigh yourself month one, month two, month three. Compare month one to month three. That will tell you which direction you're going, and that will tell you accurately how much weight you have lost or gained or if you are maintaining. Again, a pound a week, not that much, but that's what it is. Now let's look at that too in terms of burning calories. It's hard work to burn calories. Our bodies are made to sustain activity all day long. Living life is an aerobic activity. Aerobics basically means using oxygen to create energy. All day long we breathe. All day long, the energy production cycle that's being used is the aerobic energy production cycle. So that's what's happening all day long. You burn more of your calories living than you do anywhere else in the day. You burn calories when you're sleeping. You burn calories when you're eating. You burn calories when you're driving. You burn calories when you're everything, housework, sitting around watching TV, watching a movie, you burn calories using the aerobic pathways. Again, we get words stuck in our head that are not always true. In the 80s, it was always aerobics. Yeah, it's aerobics, but living life is aerobic. It's an aerobic activity, and that's where the bulk of our calories are being burned. That also can be known as kind of your resting metabolism. That's how many calories you burn in a 24-hour period just to maintain your body. It takes calories to breathe. It takes calories to think. It takes calories to digest. How many calories you need. So you take the total calories in, you minus all of those calories for just daily living, and then if you've got some extra, you need to figure out what you're going to do with that. Burning calories is hard work. We work out in order to become fit. Working out also burns extra calories, yes, but we don't burn a significant amount of calories working out. If you think about, you know, the old standard of 2,500 calories, a day, if you eat 2,500 calories a day, that maintains you. Again, it depends on muscle mass, it depends on height, it depends on weight, it depends on gender, it depends on so many things, but that's just like a nice little round number to kind of say, okay, if it takes 2,500 calories a day to maintain, how much do you think you're going to burn in a workout session? Again, there's so many variables, but to actually come up with a 500-calorie workout is a pretty significant deal. It's hard to burn a lot of calories if you are trying really hard and putting a lot of effort into it. Of course, you can burn more calories. Most novice exercisers can't exercise at those peak levels because the equipment, their body, is not in tune and they're not able to work at that high of a level. Therefore, they will be burning significantly less calories. Things like walking. Walking is a fantastic exercise, but you don't burn off those 2 slices of pizza you had at dinner by walking around the block. You don't even burn off those 2 slices of pizza that you had at dinner by jogging or even sprinting around the block. It's hard to burn off food. Fitness is to make your body a better machine. Fitness is totally designed to make your heart stronger, more efficient. It's designed to make your muscles stronger and bigger and more efficient. It's designed to hold your body upright, to hold your skeleton upright so the organs are in proper alignment in your stomach. And it's designed to give you the ability to do things that you enjoy doing. That's what fitness is about. Food is about the amount of weight and the amount of calories and how to fuel your body. So if we have extra fat on our bodies, yes, fitness is part of it, but the way to get the extra fat off is to change what we are feeding and what we are putting in to our bodies in terms of lowering the caloric intake. And that's a hard thing for a lot of people to hear. I work with a lot of clients, and they were saying, well, I just wanted to add an exercise routine in so I would lose all the weight. Well, great. Adding an exercise in is going to be great, and that's going to help. But if you're trying to work out to such an intense level that you're burning off all of that those extra calories, you're not going to be able to do anything but work out. And then that kind of defeats a lot of purposes, and nobody really has the time or the energy to be able to do that. So fitness is about fitness. Food is about weight loss. So if you're really focusing on weight loss, of course incorporate fitness, but the number one thing to think about there is decreasing your caloric intake. Food is fuel. It's literally like overfilling your gas tank. You know when they say don't top off? Don't top off. Give yourself exactly what you need if you want to maintain a certain weight. Don't top off. Don't eat more. That kind of goes back to the calorie-dense foods that we were talking about earlier, the empty calories. If you only have 2,500 calories a day that you can eat, make sure you know what foods you should be eating in order to get that. If you are out on a hike all day long, if you're climbing a 14er and you're going to be expending a lot of energy and not being able to stop and eat, you want calorie-dense foods. You want the nuts and the seeds and the things like that, because that way you can keep moving. You're not going to be bogged down with too much food in your stomach, and you're going to get a lot of calories in a small amount of food. If you are working, driving to and from work, sitting in a chair, sitting in your desk, picking up kids, cooking dinner, sitting on the couch, checking emails, and not doing a lot, and you still want food in your stomach, that means you need to find foods that are very light in calories. Lettuce, vegetables, things like that. You pretty much cannot eat too much salad or too many vegetables, because you will never fill up on the calories. So if you like a lot of food in your stomach, make yourself the biggest stir fry on the planet and load it with vegetables. If you like the feeling of being stuffed, get the biggest salad out there and eat to your heart's content. It's just all about balancing and all about being aware. And there's so much misinformation out there on diet and exercise, and in particular fat loss and losing weight. And I really have enjoyed working with my clients over the years in being able to deconstruct some of these fitness myths and to see their progress and to just kind of see how that whole thing turns around in their minds and how it works for them. That has been a huge gift for me. Another thing along those same lines is portion size. We hear a lot about portion size. Everything portion-wise has increased. It's such a popular thing to give people the biggest drinks you can offer, to give people the biggest plates of food. portion size is just a weird thing. And it's like we have been conditioned to believe that more is better. And really, when food is concerned, more is not better. More is like topping off your fuel tank. And it does take a while to wrap our brains around how much food we need. Now, I also want to point out, and this might come as a shock to people, it's okay to be hungry. It's actually good to be hungry. I'll repeat that again. It's okay to be hungry. There is nothing dangerous about being hungry. It's good to experience hunger. It's good to tune in mentally and physically and emotionally to the sensation of hunger and to know what that feels like. Portion size. When we eat something, it takes about 20 minutes for our brain to register that our stomach is full. So, when we are done with a meal, we probably shouldn't feel full. If we already feel full at the time that we're done with a meal, we're going to feel overfull in 20 minutes. The goal is to end a meal not being full. And then in about 20 minutes, you will realize you're totally satisfied and you're not thinking about it at all. Or in 20 minutes, you might realize I'm still a little munchy and I need a little bit of something else. And then that's fine to go back and again feed yourself so you're not still feeling hungry after a meal. But the point is to allow yourself the opportunity to feel hunger, to eat, and then to wait so you can truly determine if you are hungry or not. Talked about water earlier in terms of how much water weight you were carrying, but water is also really important in the digestion process. We cannot digest without water. We cannot lose weight without water. So much hinges on so many other things. And I don't know if that makes sense, but the reason weight loss becomes complicated is because it's a combination of different systems. We're using the digestive system. We are using a lot of the muscular, you know, systems in exercising and doing all of that stuff. We are using the respiratory system to bring in the oxygen to fuel things. We are using so many different systems in our body in order to properly digest food, assimilate the nutrients, excrete the food, and to burn the fat in our bodies. It all boils down to energy. A calorie is a way to measure an energy unit. When we do anything, we are burning calories. Like I said earlier, we're using the aerobic system daily. When we work out, sometimes we increase and we push into that aerobic pathway, energy productive pathway. But more often when we're working harder, we move into the anaerobic, which is a different way that the cells get oxygen. And in my next week's show, I'm going to go over the three energy pathways so you really understand what you're doing and why working out in that fat burning range isn't necessarily the place where you're going to burn as much fat as if you were working out in an anaerobic phase. And you're going to totally want to catch that show because it is so important to understand that. So that's just a little teaser for next week's show. But for now, I just want you to understand a calorie is a unit of energy, and our whole goal is to take in the proper amount of calories and then to burn a little bit more than is necessary. The goal is not to burn so much that we can take in whatever we want. It starts with what we're taking in. And bottom line, I'm pretty willing to say everybody in the U.S. needs to take in fewer calories. Portion sizes are out of control. A lot of the pre-made food have an increased caloric content to them. We are a fast food nation. I am totally guilty of that. But the point is, step one, be aware of what weight is and is not. Weigh yourself weekly. Do the average over 3 months. Then the second step is figure out how much food you're taking in and make sure you're not overfilling your tank every day. Make sure you're only taking in what you need. Lower your portion size. Drink more water so all of these systems will start working. Take in more volume and less calories if you like to be full. Play with it. Figure it out. There is no one diet that's going to work for everybody. We're all built differently. We all require different nutrients. We all have different needs. Just start figuring it out and make sure you're only taking in what you need. If you want to lose weight, you need to take in less than what you need. If you want to gain weight, you need to take in more than what you need. And again, it's consistently. You cannot take in less than what you need the 10 days you're on a diet and then go back to doing what you were always doing. You need to consistently, over time, take in less than what you need. On top of that, then, you need to start burning more. You can burn more by exercising, by walking, but please be aware that we don't burn that many calories. There are so many great charts online around Halloween. There are all these things about like how many burpees you would have to do to burn off different candy bars and, you know, how many hours of jumping jacks you would need to do. But it's a lot of work, and it's a big reality check. If you walk around the lake, that's good for your heart. That's good for your muscles. Yes, you're making your metabolism kind of jump into a not really high gear, but you're keeping it active. It's all good. But that does not mean you have burned off anything. It doesn't mean that you've burned off your pizza. It doesn't mean that you can go home because you're hungry and have a muffin. You still need to take in less. And I promise you, everybody overestimates the amount of calories they burn when they're exercising, and everybody underestimates the amount of calories that they are taking in when they eat. So without changing anything, get online. Google, what does 300 calories look like? Google food in different calorie ranges. Search how many calories certain exercises burn. Yes, some of the fitness trackers have those features. Nah, they're sort of that. I mean, it's a great gauge. But please be aware of how much work it actually takes to burn calories, because it is hard work. Then you can start getting a realistic gauge of what you're doing and where your weight is going. 1 pound a week, that's maybe 4 pounds a month. That's maybe up to 50 pounds a year. It's not a lot of weight. Please readjust your thinking if you are thinking that you would like to lose weight. Readjust your thinking and be kind to yourself. There is nothing worse than setting ourselves up for failure. All of those magazines, all of those DVDs we see online, all of the books that are out there, our whole culture is so focused on that instant gratification, and we start believing that we can lose 10 pounds in 10 days. We start believing that, you know, we can have thin thighs by Thursday and a flat stomach by Friday. We can't. Some of those diets are designed to release water from your body. So have you lost weight? Sure, you've lost water weight. Sometimes that will manifest itself in the thinner thighs or a flatter stomach. But it's not a long-term fix. It doesn't mean anything about the fat content of your body. Get in touch with your body. Play with your fat. Pinch your fat. Get to know it. This does not mean get in the mirror and criticize and roll your eyes. It means touch it. I've got fat on the back of my arms, and I know how much fat is there because I pinch it and I touch it. And I know when it's getting bigger, and I know when it's getting smaller. I know where on the top of my thighs and back I've got fat. I know where the fat is on my waist and on my stomach. I roll it around. I pinch it. I get in touch with what my fat on my body feels like. Then I don't need a scale, and I don't need a measuring tape to tell me if I am gaining or losing fat. I know because I feel it on my body. So go play with your body. Feel it. Think about it. Honor it. Don't resist it. Don't ignore it. Don't try to cover it up. Just know that it's there. Give yourself time. Weigh yourself weekly and average those. Know what your weight is in January. Know what your weight is in February. Know what your weight is in March. And then you can be able to see, wow, I'm really maintaining. Oh, this is scary. I'm going up. Or, hey, I'm doing great. I'm going down. Get very realistic. Get very in tune. And just let it go. You're realistic and you're in tune, but you're not obsessing. Don't talk about your diet to people. Don't think about what you can and can't do. Just do it. Just let it be. Don't talk about it. Don't focus on it. Just fill your tank. Fill your tank a little bit less if you want to lose. Fill your tank a little bit more if you want to gain. Allow yourself to be hungry. Allow yourself to feel the full range. Give yourself time to digest. If you still feel hungry, eat some more. If not, don't. Back off. Tune in, which will allow you to tune out. Don't tune in to the point of obsession. Tune in to the point of realizing this is a pretty simple process here, and I can release a lot of this simply by tuning into my body and knowing what I need. Same thing for cravings. I feel that once we start focusing on eating more clean food, we start craving cleaner food. When we start eating sugar, there's that nasty, vicious sugar cycle, and then we start craving worse food. So just start in. You may experience, they talk about some of the detox headaches and things like that. You may experience that, you may not. It doesn't matter. Move slowly. Get in touch with things that are yummy. Fuel yourself to the point that you need fueling and see what happens. Now, next week, I'm going to talk about the energy pathways, which is going to help you so much in figuring out what to do to work out and how to work out and why certain things are better than other things. So be sure to catch that show. But in the meantime, start weighing yourself weekly. Start tuning in. Allow yourself to be hungry. You should be hungry 3 times a day. That can be your challenge. Allow yourself to feel hunger 3 times a day, and guess what? If you're not hungry, don't eat. It's that simple. Start getting in touch with how many calories you are ingesting every day. And then next week, we're going to talk about how many calories you are burning. But the challenge between now and next week is to get in touch. Figure out what you're putting into your body and make sure you are not overfilling your fuel tank. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you have learned a lot. Please feel free to reach out and ask me questions about this or any other fitness, health, nutrition questions. And the best thing, the most important thing, jump on Facebook and search out a group called Flaunting Fitness, F-L-A-U-N-T-I-N-G, Flaunting Fitness, F-I-T-N-E-S-S, and yes, there's an exclamation point at the end of that because it makes me really excited. That is my private Facebook group where I post fantastic articles on, like, what does a 300-calorie meal look like? How much, how much energy is expended by these certain activities. I have a picture, a couple of weeks ago I put a picture of somebody's intestine. It was an impacted intestine, but it just gives you the visual of how much stuff we can be storing in our body when we're not eating well. It's a support group. There's mostly women. There are a couple of men, but it's a support group. We can share our frustrations. We can share our concerns. We can share our journey. It's not that obsessing and that, you know, the way that I was saying don't. It's just an exciting place where we can all come together and say, hey, look what I figured out. And hey, this is what a portion really looks like. And this is what I do to help keep my portions in check. And it's just a nice place where we can reality check back and forth with each other so we can start learning new ways of living. So Facebook, Flaunting Fitness. You will have to request, but I will add you. Please join us there. Look forward to talking with you guys next week about the energy pathways. You will find that fantastically enlightening. And readjust your thinking. If you want to lose weight, a pound a week. Look at your calendar. Look at how much you think you want to lose. Plan it out. Don't be discouraged. We're all in it for the long haul. Have a fantastic week. Please, like I said, reach out, Laura@pyramidfusion.com or 303-994-4945. And in the meantime, don't forget to flaunt.
Tune in next time to Flaunt. Build your dreams, live your sparkle with radio host Laura Cheadle every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come release outdated labels, roles, and scripts. Reveal the calling of your soul and re-choreograph your own life, even when you're unsure of what you want. In 5 bold and glittering strokes, you too can build your dreams and live your sparkle. Find out more about Laura at pyramidfusion.com.